We're going to talk about motions for new trial in the order that Judge Newell told you about, specifically to help you kind of walk through the process from, again, the defense perspective, which will be me, and then representation from the state from Jay Brandon. So let's jump right in. So the defense perspective. Motions for new trial in some people's mind are a complicated bag. It's really a quasi-appellate and quasi-trial animal. And so it's very often misunderstood and confused with being one or the other. I really think that it's a hybrid type thing. And so I'm going to talk about it from a little bit of each side because I think it's important for both trial attorneys to understand these issues as well as appellate counsel. The other thing to keep in mind is that as a defense attorney, some people think that motions for new trial are just a defense motion. And that's probably more true than I would like to admit. But I also think for all the appellate practitioners, the prosecutors, and the judges, you need to know these rules as well. And Jay's going to talk to you a little bit about why it's important as a prosecutor to know these rules. And so I want to go into this just from the defense perspective. But keep in mind that there's a lot of different moving parts, and this is a pretty awesome area of the law. Because in some respects, it's pretty firm and you can't get around rules. But in other areas, there's a lot of creative litigation out there, a lot of advocacy that could happen that you don't see as much of. There's a lot of court of appeals opinions, not as many court of criminal appeals opinions, that really draw firm lines on some of these issues, which gives you a lot of fertile ground if you want to get creative in the right case. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is filing your motion and what the motion requirements are for doing so. So there's a couple of prerequisites. One, it needs to be in writing. Can't do an oral motion for new trial. And you need to present reasonable grounds that, if true, would entitle you to relief.